Well, Mike Akko, everybody, we'd like to get started. Thank you for to honor everybody's time. Thank you so much for being here today for our March meeting. Today is, of course, Thursday, March 17th, 2022, of our Hawaii Island Borough Council. Hello, Mike Akko. I'm glad everybody who needs to be here is here today. Thank you very much. I think we should have quorum. Look like everybody's here. The only person I see missing is La, but I don't know if she was going to be able to make it today.
Good morning.
Uncle Waiola, would you mind opening up for us? I'm asking for some guidance for today, if you don't mind, please, Keolulu.
Yes.
Can you
All
know?
right.
Thank you,
Sure.
Uncle.
Father in heaven, we come before you now. We thank you for the opportunity of serving our kupuna. We pray that you bless us, that we make the best decisions possible. The only decisions we should be able to make in this case. And we pray that we have peace during this meeting. And pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mahalo
nui. Mahalo nui. Mahalo nui, Anakala. Mahalo nui. Of course, I presume by now, after 2 years of COVID, everybody at least understands how Zoom works and functions. So please just make sure your mic is muted until it's your turn to. Now we'll have the roll call of our Hawaiian Borough Council. So I'll start first. I'm Nele Kakalau, and I represent the proud and majestic district of Hamakua. Aloha.
Aloha.
Clifford Kupono, Hilo.
Waiola Higa, Hamakua.
Desmond Haumea, Kau.
Helena Blakemore, Puna.
Scott Mahoney, Kau.
Norman, you're muted, Uncle.
Oh, Norman.
I'll go, Norman, if you can hear us, you're muted.
You hear me now?
I am Kala.
Yeah. Yeah, Norman Kaimuloa representing Kona.
Mahalo nui, mahalo nui. Thank you very much, Anakala. Mahalo nui, lo, Borough Council members, for introducing yourselves. Shipti, if you can introduce yourselves, please.
Kia Kapi Dokpa, specialist.
Anybody else?
Shinomura, Burial Site Specialist.
Sorry, don't like Christian. Mahalo, everybody. And again, welcome again to our meeting of March 17th, 2022. Let's see here. Kalena, did you want to mention anything before we start?
Yes, thank you, Chair Nale. So good to see you this morning.
Mahalo nui.
So after our last meeting, it was pretty unhinging, I think, for all attending. There was a lot of aggression and unloving communication that transpired between members, council members, our visiting testimonial guests, and our AG. And I know that we're almost done with COVID, and we probably should have done this 2 years ago to set some ground rules. And I'm sorry that this is probably our last month we're going to be Zooming, and I wasn't able to introduce this idea 2 years ago. But I really feel like going forward, so that we can provide a safe environment for everybody here with respect and aloha, I really would like us to please keep muted if you can. I know some of us are elder and it's difficult to know where that mute button is, and we respect that. To raise your hand when you would like to speak and you have a question, there's an icon in your desktop that you can raise your hand, or you can physically raise your hand. And if I'm chairing or Nali, we'll do our best to keep that in order to answer those people in the timing that they raise their hand. This way also, it will give all the guests a chance to speak and all the members to speak equally and fairly with equal time. I think as what happened last month, if anybody was witness to that, I personally feel like I will ask Kea to recess our meeting. If we have any more aggressive, violent, abusive language and attacks on our people, on each other, I will just call out to Kea, please recess this meeting and let those people compose themselves. And if they cannot compose, then we will adjourn the meeting. There's just no purpose in having a productive meeting if we can't speak with aloha to each other and communicate in peace. So I know that sounds kind of maybe rough coming from me, but I just want everybody to feel safe and comfortable and know that they can be in a place where they can communicate and they're not going to be hurt or attacked. That's all. And today we have our chairman back. So aloha nalei, thank you. Mahalo, guys.
Mahalo nui loa, everybody. Thank you. It's the Kalamai for not being able to be here last quarter. Of course, being an educator with COVID, it makes things very interesting situation. But as I keep reminding my students, remember now that the pandemic's not over, too. It's over worldwide. So that's very important to remember. Okay. Council members, any discussion on what Kalena just proposed? I think it's good proposals. It's something we have mentioned in the past quite a few times. Clifford?
Yeah, my suggestion is this. As council members, we have a liability. And we should speak to what we know. We're not here. This isn't like the Kumbaya meeting, good feelings. People who come before are testifying before us for their kupuna, the EV kupuna. And that's a responsibility that we have. And this responsibility is dictated by Hawaii Revised Statute. So if you don't know what you're talking about, you need to familiarize yourself. So nobody can come before us and just give their doctrine of happily ever after and this kumbaya stuff. That's not why we're here. So if we really embrace our responsibility, I believe we can all move forward. If we can't do that, then you ought to step out. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Mahalo, Clifford. Mahalo, Nui. Anybody else?
Right here. Keolu. I totally agree with Kalena. It's getting ridiculous now where council members are actually overstepping. They are now over the AGs. You know, so I think control of the meeting is important. Hand raise, whatever. Take your turn. Everybody gets to speak. Not five guys trying to speak at once. So I'm in agreement with Kalena.
Well, I don't know you, Scott. Desmond.
It's balance. EV Kupuna brings out very emotional manawa and feelings. So we get into this, argumentative posture. But I think we need to balance what we're trying to accomplish here. And we just have to, we represent our EV Kupuna. That's why we're here. And it's important that we set a pathway for future generations that will follow, and that they view this process as a very emotional and passionate process, and that we should find some balance in what we do so we can keep our upright and sailing forward. There's going to be a lot of opinions, but as a Hawaiian, we never did have problems. We only had solutions. So we seek those solutions. We seek that balance. So we embrace our kupuna and the pathway they provided to us. And our actions in our current day situation, it cannot be helped because everybody's struggling in this society now. So we just so hurt. We've been oppressed for so many years. So when we talk about ancestral beginnings, ancestral realms and pathways that were provided for us, they struggled, but they found a way to move forward. And that's what we trying to accomplish here. The people that comes on to the Borough Council, they're seeking guidance. They're seeking mana'o, and I agree on both sides. It's not about agreeing about anything. It's about, my mana'o and this. And that we need to represent our kupuna and how we handle things. We get very akamai people over here, and everybody needs a chance to share their mana'o. And at whatever level it comes in, we can still face adversity with Aloha. We can just completely dismantle all the Western mindset and okay, this person, that person. Last week had a very emotional, but the passion for our kupuna remains pa'a with all of us over here. And that's it. Mahalo ki a koa for this time to represent our kupuna.
Mahalo kala Desmond. Mahalo nui. Uncle Waiola?
Yeah, what I want to say, I agree with Scott and them, because you know I know that a lot of times there's a lot of emotion and stuff like that, but sometimes the anger gets in the way and it really gets it really throws the whole meeting off. And yeah, we have a lot of passion, we have a lot of aloha, but sometimes once the anger takes over, now all of a sudden a lot of that the emotion takes over, then a lot of the aloha is gone. And that's not how it's supposed to be. I think whoever is conducting the meeting and controls the meeting, because it's not just the board members who get out of hand. Sometimes the visitors get out of hand. If they start swearing or they start going off, whoever's controlling that should shut them down. We don't have to listen to a lot of this swearing and stuff. I know that they're emotional and that they have something to say that are not always important. But once it starts going off and our relatives start swearing at each other, we don't need to hear that. We already understand all the anger and emotion involved in this whole issue. And we make the best decisions which we can. So I think that once it gets out of hand, maybe when people have a chance to speak, and I should be one at a time, once people start speaking over each other, then the emotions, I notice the language gets louder and people start yelling, and then you have a hard time understanding who has what to say, and then people disagree with whoever is speaking. And that's fine to disagree, but geez, we don't have to start talking so loud that it just disrupts the whole flow of the meeting. You know, so I think it is important that we start making a little bit of rules, like Kalena was saying, so that we don't have a meeting like we did last time. It was, I don't know, as emotional as it was also very disturbing. It was too much for me, actually. But anyway, that's my manao for now. Mahalo.
Mahalo, anakala waiola. Mahalo nui. Anybody else? Any other council members? Okay. Mahalo nui again for all of your Ike and manao. Okay. Remember, manao is an opinion. Ike is knowledge and information. Yeah, there is a distinction between the two, but you got to have one before you engage in the other. Yeah. You got to have an opinion before you get the EK. It's very, very important. Thank you to Kalena for that. I felt bad when I saw the message. I was like, oh, my goodness. But all I can say is that in all the years I've sat in the Borough Council, my presumption is that everybody who sat in this council had nothing but the utmost concern for our Ibi Kupuna. And then, of course, making sure that our lineal and cultural descendants have a voice in this process. And that's primarily the reason that I'm sitting on this council again. Yeah, so, again, mahalo nui loa for that, and we will try. Again, I believe, like Uncle said, we're solution oriented. Yeah, there's always solution to every single situation. That's tomorrow, and let's get this going, man, folks. Let's get going. Okay, okay, because we have a nice agenda here today. But the neat thing about it, we have a lot of lineal descendancy claims, and that's awesome. We haven't had a lot of those in a while. Okay, so next thing on the agenda is approval of minutes for February 17th, 2022. You should have received that in your packet, Uncle Norman.
Yeah, you know, last meeting we had tabled this one item. I cannot recall what the topic was about, but all I know was we had discussion and the item was tabled for future, you know, discussion again. So if Kalena can help me with this, you know, what item was tabled and when are we going to kind of talk about it again to get this finalized.
Aloha, Uncle Norm. I read through the minutes that we have from last month and I didn't see any topic that was tabled. Maybe somebody else from the council can remember what the issue was that got tabled? I don't remember either. I'm sorry.
Glenn, I'm just looking under in the minutes under draft under section B of the minutes. It does say there's a second motion that was defer. The motion was deferred to defer recommendation. Not too sure what that's about. La and Anacala Desmond. Page 3. And Kalamai, I can't chime in because I was not at this meeting.
Yeah, I think there was the Maku property.
Maku property, yeah, Anacala. Maku property.
Or the one in Kona. I'm not sure. I'm going through it now, but I think it was there were some items on the BTP that needed to be corrected. And yeah, I think it was that one. But there was also the Kona one. And with Louie, and I don't know if she's here this morning, but that's where emotions, talking about emotions and passion, it got really out of hand, and I had to step in. But that's the other one.
Okay, I think the one Uncle Norm is thinking about is the Maku'u BTP. It was deferred, Uncle, so that Glenn could go back, the archaeologists, make some revisions and then come back and see us this month. That's right.
And I see that on the agenda too. So sorry, call my chair.
Ali Pika.
Thanks for seeing that.
Just referring to Anacala Norman's question, inquiry, yeah?
Yeah, and your response by seeing it in our minutes. Thank you.
So definitely, I presume then last month there was definitely preservation in place was accepted. But the BTP was deferred until this meeting here. And I do notice that two different copies of the BTP in our packet this month. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course that is item at the end of this meeting. That's one of our last items we'll be talking about.
M.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. Mahalo, Uncle Norman. Hope that helped.
Yeah. Thank you.
Easy. Okay, any other questions on the minutes? We can have a motion to accept.
I move to accept.
Okay, motion made by Uncle Desmond and seconded by Kalena.
I move to second.
Okay, and seconded by Kalena to accept the minutes of February 17, 2022, as recorded. Any other further discussion? I see none, then I'll call for the vote. All those in favor of accepting the minutes for February 17, 2022, please stipulate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. If not, aole. Okay, the motion is carried. So the minutes of February 17, 2022 have been approved. Okay, and now we'll get into our next portion of our meeting, which, of course, are the descendancy claims, yeah? Whew. So we have quite a few here today. And again, one thing I'm very happy to see is that, again, these are lineal descendants, which carries a lot of weight in our discussions with how the EV should be needs to be taken care of. Yeah. Okay. So, Ohana, you guys makaukau ready?
Hey.
Now, if you don't mind, usually I read every single one.
Welcome back.
Mahalo nui. And that is Kuleana, I understand. Although what? I want to advocate for this if possible. We do have, we'll see who's here. I know we always like to see the people that are listed as descendants so that we can follow with them personally and get to know them better. But what I'd like to do, if it's okay with the council, is because all the documents are pretty much the same with the exception of the name of the person we're recognizing. Yeah, so my what I'd like to do, if can, is just I'll read the first one, and then after that, we'll just go by the names of those that are being recognized as lineal descendants. Any questions?
Yeah. No questions. I think that's a great move.
I'm going to call it DC. Sorry, DC.
Hello, my name is Dean Chu. Okay. I just had a question. Do we need to make a motion to amend the agenda? We have a few applications that were listed as cultural requests and they should be lineal.
Well, just so you know, Dean, all the copies that I have in front of me right now and the other ones I received online all say lineal.
Okay.
I'm reviewing them right now. There's only one discrepancy, is that one name of the Kupuna was left out, but that was that was included and then sent to us. The updated copies were resent to us.
Okay.
But I'm looking through them all right now.
I think the one he's talking about is 4B to 4D. In the information discussion determination, I think it says cultural, and that was a grammatical mistake. It should say lineal. That's listed on the agenda under the, let me see where it says.
Should be Emma and Courtney.
Information discussion determination, discussion and determination whether to recognize the applicant as a cultural descendant. So for 4B, C, and D, they do say cultural, but they're supposed to say, they're supposed to be consistent with 4A and, with the rest of the agenda items.
Okay. Okay. Dean, did that answer your question? Your concern?
Okay. Good.
Clifford?
So if we're amending that, the petitioners coming before us have to know that they're being recognized as lineal descendants and not cultural descendants. Correct?
Correct.
So that in our minutes that follow this, that we are on schedule as to what we're discussing.
That's my understanding.
So my question is, do we have to take a vote to make sure that all the council members are in agreement of this process?
We can, just to make sure that we've dot our I's and cross our T's. I would do that.
Right. Thank you.
Do we have a motion? Clifford?
A motion to include all petitioners as lineal descendants, as we're led to believe by Shipti, as the petition was made to the Shipti office, and that the council members accept that, seeing all testimony to be that of lineal descendants and not cultural descendants.
Mahalo for that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, so motion been made by Clifford and Uncle Desmond. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yeah, I think we should include all those descendants from A to K, because we have another one on the agenda that's not included with this thing. So we're only talking about all the ones from A to K, I guess, that group. So we at least recognize what group we're talking about.
Mahalo. So that's a good point of clarification. Yeah. So again, it'd be items A through K, because L is a whole nother concern. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I did not receive a document for that descendancy claim. I don't know about everybody else. And or online.
So L doesn't have a letter because L is only up for discussion today. Not for determination yet.
Yeah. Okay. But that's annoying. We've never had discussion, as far as I can recall. But as I'm getting older, less I'm recalling. But anyway, such is life. we'll move forward. Okay, so let's vote on the motion. No more discussion. All those in favor of the motion made by Clifford and seconded by Desmond, with the addition that Scott added that it only be items A through K, please stipulate by raising your hand. Ke olu lumai. Any opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. Okay. And is the council members okay with, like I say, I read the first letter in its entirety, and then after that, just go by the names of those that are applying. Everybody okay with that? Council members, I see at least some head shots. Okay, well, I'm going to go for it then. Okay, so here we go. Okay. Chinguara. Okay, descendant. So again, I will start reading. If I do not pronounce your name correctly, I'm trying my best. Okay, now, the Hawaiian I will have no problem with. It's the English I might have problem with. Okay, but I'll do my best. Okay? So here we go. To Hawaii Island Borough Council members from Hinano Rodriguez, History and Cultural Branch Chief. Descendancy recognition application of Dana Merzberg to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Anna Kaowai Kalama. Frank Kumukua Kalama and Ana or Anna Kalama Kaupua, interred in Pu'uepa, Ahupua'a, Kohala District, Island of Hawaii, TMK open parentheses 3 close parentheses 5-5-004 :017. For the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal descendant claim to the skeletal remains located at the above property, the named individual below has submitted an application to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation Division, SHPD, for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaiian Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting themselves to family members who are interred at the above location. Those family members are listed below as Anna Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, Anna or Anna Kalama Kaupua. Therefore, the SHPD recommends that HIBC recognize the individual listed below, Dana Merzberg, as a lineal descendant to those skeletal remains interred. Sorry, I just got struck by the ancestral lightning bolt. Woo! Good stuff, though. Good stuff. Okay. Therefore, SHPD recommends that the HIBC recognize the individual listed below as a lineal descendant to those skeletal remains interred in Pu'epa Aupua, Kuala District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, open parentheses, 3 close parentheses, 5-5-004:017. And again, this is Dana Merzberg. Dana, would you like to introduce yourself and any mana'o or ike you'd like to share with us? And thank you for bringing your daughters with. I presume that's your daughters.
I have generation three, step up my as well. Kids here. My son also, Thor. So aloha. I'm Dana Kiholani Merzberg. And I'm here to just defend the Ivi of my Kalama ancestors.
Okay, mahalo. Council members, any questions for Dana? Anybody? Uncle Norman?
Yeah. I would like more information about the location of this Ivi Kupuna. Have you visited this burial before? Have you ever, so you can prove to us that as pertains to all you guys, yeah, can you guys give me information like who, you know, visited, and who can tell me that, you know, either their grandparents or somebody took them to these burial sites, and, you know, so you can claim lineal descendancy and just saying that, oh, this is my kupuna, and I'm lineal. Can you give any kind of proof or, you know, information?
I think my brother can speak to that more, Dean, if he's able to reply to that.
Good to reply? Yeah.
Okay, Dean Hickey, please. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Uncle.
So you can give us the overview for everybody.
Yeah. So this goes back to kind of, you know, family legend, you know. I guess many of us grew up with mo'olelo about, you know, our ancestors and stuff. And in my Hanabara days, you know, it's you sitting down at the luau, and I remember listening to my kupuna and stuff, and they used to tell me about, you know, all the aina up in Kohala, where they came from. And you know, of course, my immediate contacts was, you know, it's my grandfather and his brother. But, and they left Kohala when they were small. So they would tell me about the land and the graves that were still on the family land. So from those days, I always wanted to try and find the graves. So every year, whenever I could make my way over to Mokuaokeawe, we would try and search for this, for these graves. And tell me if I'm going too long. But this year I was finally able to find them. And we found out that the people that owned it, they were threatening to bulldoze it. And they claimed that the graves didn't have any descendants. So I don't know how it was that I happened to find it this year as opposed to any other, but that's why we're here today. And, you know, we've just been waiting for a long time for this. So I hope that's enough to kind of describe the background. At this point, many of us have not been able to visit the graves. It's not been in family possession for a while now. So,
just real quick, Dean, these burials have headstones, correct?
Two out of the three.
Two of the three.
So my great-great-grandfather, Frank, is by there. I was told that his grave is there. But I was not able to see a headstone. So,
mahalo, Dean. Thank you. Clifford?
Question for DC. Brana, did an anthropologist or an archaeologist come out and survey the site where your Ivikupuna are?
I understand an archaeology report has been done, but not on our part. It was...
Okay, I get that. But in that general area, there was an archaeological finding that spoke to the Ivi that were in that area.
Yes, done by the current owner.
No. Yeah, that's recent. That doesn't matter. But some archaeologist did go out there, and the families that are there, you are related to those, to that ohana, correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you,
Clifford. Sorry, Clifford. Just a point of clarification: were you asking if the present landowner is their family or?
No, my question was that if an archaeological or anthropological study was done in that area to verify the Ivi Kupuna were there. And so when those coming before us to testify, they have to show the relationship to that Ivi. Right, and right. At this point, that's all we want to discover is that, are they related to these people so that they are not like what he alleges, the landowner came in and bulldozed the Ivi, right?
Yeah,
we know that the people coming to testify, these are the descendants of that EV. And then it's my opinion that I'm here to support those people, no matter what the AG says, any other council members or anybody. Yeah. So that those here coming to testify, if you're looking to be that connection, I'm here to serve you. So that's my position. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mahalo nui. Dean?
One clarification, the graves have not been bulldozed.
They were about to.
Okay, mahalo nui loa for that information. It's very important. And I presume your family does not own that land at this point in time?
Well, that's under contention, right? The kingdom. So I'm not going to go that far. Okay, but mahalo. On the tax records, we are not on record as being the current owners.
Under the present
government. You know what I mean.
Yeah, under the present government situation, I totally understand what you mean. Mahalo.
Okay.
Mahalo. Thank you, Dean. Mahalo for that.
I have a question.
Tell him the question was insulting. Excuse me. Yes, Scott.
Yeah. So you're telling me, Dean, that two of these graves are marked?
Correct.
Of the three. And do all of you live on a big island? Or any of you? Your family right here?
Jeanette.
So my cousin Jeanette and my sister, Deanne Kanani.
Oh, they live here. Yeah, good.
Hi.
Good. Because, you know, the concern is protecting the EVO, of course, is the main concern, but somebody has to visit the EV. You know, we cannot just block up the site for protect them, you know, which is what our main concern is, to protect the Ivy. But it's also good that the ancestors get some kind of visitation from their family. And so that's why I was just wondering, because I think you said you was from Oahu. So I just wonder if you had other family that can make it to the grave sites and give honor and stuff to them. So, yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Oh, Scott. Kalena?
Yeah, I have a question about what these burials have site inventory preservation number. I think that will be one more layer of protection to make sure that they're listed with SHIP D. And I don't know if it gets listed with the Bureau of Conveyances too, for these property owners who own that deed, that it's listed that there are burials there. So maybe you don't have a burial treatment plan to go with these three burials, but at least if there's a site number and it's registered, that will be one more hoop that somebody has to go through if they wanted to hurt those burials, and it would just protect them a little bit more. Kea, can you answer that question if there's a SHIP D number for it? Thanks.
There's no SHIP D number for the burials. To my knowledge, not that I'm aware of. I am familiar with the burials because this issue has come up maybe about 2 years ago from one of the other families in Kohala. And we're working with the property owner. So the property owner pulled permits maybe 2 years ago. And the project, the scope of the project didn't extend that far on his property. And so that's why the BTP wasn't triggered. But our office does know about the burials. The only thing with registering or giving the burial site number is that the last property owner, his name was Mr. Angelo, and he wouldn't give us access to the property. And so we do know that the burials are there on the property. And so, you know, if anybody tries to pull a permit in the future, or if the burials go missing, you know, we do know that there are burials there, but we can't get access to the property. I'm not sure. If I'm not mistaken, the property was sold recently, so I don't know how willing the new property owners are going to be to let us onto the property to actually do our own documentation from SHIP D side. But I know the last owner was not as cooperative with us.
That sounds like a violation of the law to me, Kea. It sounds like a violation of the law right there, man. Let's hope the new landowner is more accepting, but.
And the last owner did know he knew that we knew the burials were there.
Okay. Mahalo. But I agree with Kalena, the utmost protection we can give this EV, which would even to me include a BTP, would be awesome. Uncle Desmond?
Yeah, you know, just makaala kako, yeah. For some reason these guys, they come in with their kauna, the haole kauna. And it's my kai that when they kauna, you know, bulldoze, that word, bulldoze. That's a kauna for, I don't care about you, I'm going to take it, I'm going to do my thing on my land. And the kupuna heard that. And they went kahia, because I heard the mo'olelo that they made several visits. They couldn't find it, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, there they are. I like Kalena's suggestion, you know, another level of protection. But like we did in Kau, I think it's a good time to go visit the site. Now, I would like to see an ancestral burial, you know, with headstones. I find that really interesting. So, and this another excuse to go to Tishima's for lunch.
On the state's dime, right, Uncle?
I'm keeping track. How many Zoom lunches we missed, so... But in the record, Kea, thank you.
We have a banquet. Mahalo, Nakala, mahalo. Council members, anybody else?
I move to accept.
Mahalo nui. Okay, we got
it. DC had one more comment he wanted to make.
Mahalo, Kalena.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a small comment. I did go into the Bureau of Conveyances records, and the burials are mentioned on the deed, on the transfer of the deed to Gilbert Angelo, Kea. If you... And we obviously we're here. I assume because we're here, because part of the process was we did submit our registration for the burials. So,
yeah.
There's a motion to accept.
Thank you. Thank you for your due diligence of doing your homework as well. Mahalo, Dean. Thank you for that. Okay. Awesome. Helps us as well as council members. Okay, so there's been a motion to accept Dana Merzberg as a lineal descendant to the Ivi Kupuna of Anna Kaovae Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua.
Second motion.
Okay, so motion been made by Uncle Desmond and seconded by Uncle Norman and Kalena. Any further discussion?
No. Clifford, sorry.
This whole situation right now is really the summary of what happened at last month's meeting. The people come before petitioning to have access to the Ivi Kupuna. A new owner says they can't. And then Shipti gets involved and we get into this whole hassle. This is why I suggested at the last meeting and was agreed somewhat that there be an audit provision to ensure compliance, meaning this. Whoever says they are whoever what, and they agree at this meeting that by law, they have to meet that condition. And if not, then they're in violation of the law. So that you don't have to be tripping around with who buys the land and every new owner, you got to go down there, explain to them who you are. Someone's going to ask, how come you don't live on this island? That's totally irrelevant. You are the descendant of that Ivi. You have rights. If possession is 9/10 of the law, that Ivi has been here way before us. They own that land. And the new owner would have to show jurisdiction and would have to show that they bought that land according to the law. But in Hawaii, we have this ceded, right? Adverse possess. What's this for? It's for people who don't own the land, who take it from the original owners, which is the Nakanaka. So I just want to say to you in this discussion that we really, that as the descendants, you want to make sure that what you're voting on today, you don't have to come back next month or next year, or your kids got to come back when you're old to make the same argument. We need an audit provision to ensure compliance. That's the language that we need in this stuff to make sure everyone who's agreeing stays with that. Otherwise, new council members, new owners, your family's going to go through this hassle constantly, which is what we're doing now. Because why? There was no provision made initially to that. And this is what I'm suggesting for your consideration, speaking to the descendants. Thank you.
Thank you, Clifford. I know you brought that up. You brought up this suggestion many times, and it definitely has merit. Definitely has merit. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. So thank you again, Clifford, for reminding us of that. Yeah. Okay, so we do have Dean.
Sorry. I mean, part of this also was this is very new to us, and we don't know our rights surrounding this whole issue. And so are you saying we're free to go there, or do we need to have the permission of the landowner? Or, I mean, obviously on a human level, we're going to, you know, introduce ourselves and, you know, request that we go first. But is it within our rights, you know, to go there? Can we impose that? Because there are a few here that we've had the discussion that they're afraid to go to visit the graves.
Mahalo, Dean, that's a very good question. Of course, personally speaking, I'll say, yeah, you go. But of course, that could be a violation of law. And that's usually why we're supposed to have an attorney general at our meetings, somebody representing the AG office. And unfortunately, borough councils are last served when it comes to that. Yeah. Very seldom do we have an AG, because they could definitely be able to answer that question for you. Of course, I'm going to presume they're going to say legally, according to state law or county law, you don't. But culturally, spiritually, I say you do. So again, there's where, again, different worldviews clashing. Yeah. Different worldviews clashing. With regards to that. Yes, Kalena, this is my opinion. Manao.
I just wanted, because there was no burial treatment plan that was triggered, if this person does decide to do some more building and they have to move and grub on the property, if those burials are identified with a Shipti number, it's going to trigger and flip and red flag the developer and the project. And that's why I was asking if it has a number. And I know we're just a little commission, we're just a little bunch of people, but I think a letter that's generated from Ship D or from the AG, who says, we have a family, we have burials, we need to have this, We need access. We need to GPS these burials, and we need to note them. And then a BTP, if they do want to develop on that property, you will be included as the lineal descendants and protectors of that Iwi Kupuna. And in that BTP, there will be access to the burials, you know, within reason, that's negotiated with the owner. So, I mean, you can develop a good rapport with the owner and say, we really want this, we need this, and we're going to get this, these burials are going to be registered, and we want to put headstones up, like Uncle Desmond was saying. You know, with an open heart and aloha to kind of gently press forward and push forward, and I would be happy to go with you on a site visit, and I'm sure almost anybody on our council would go. And I'm from Kohala. I have my genetics and ancestry come from Kohala, so I have no fear about, you know, going and visiting and negotiating and asking that property owner, hey, can we please, you know, open up the door so the families can come and visit their ancestors. So I just think it's really important we kind of try to push for that burial sites number so that you have a little more leverage and protection and access to the burials of your family.
Mahalo, Kalena, and that is, again, the goal, hopefully to trigger a BTP, because within that BTP, Dean, there'll be short-term measures and long-term members to protect your EV. And then, of course, your family being lineal descendants, you have the highest level of input in order to this in this process, yeah? And that's why we really mahalo all of you for coming forward today, because we really need that, yeah? Lineal and cultural descendants to help us with the decision-making process. But again, we are deciding what you guys would like done with those EV, yeah? Clifford, please.
Just for a point of discussion to the descendants, you're coming into an agreement, so you come into contract law. If anything you agree to is not true, it becomes fraud. The burial plan is a mitigation plan. It's a dispute resolution. So mitigation is only one of other options that you have. But this council doesn't tell you that, because either they don't know, and the AG doesn't tell you, because why? Here's their statute on what they have to do and what we're bound to do. So we can't make up stuff as we go along. It cannot be. Statutorily, we're bound by this law. And so is the AG. And so is the state. And so are you under this jurisdiction. So these are the things that I don't know why the burial council or the SHPD doesn't explain to the petitioners, so that when you come here, you know really what your rights are. So this big push on the burial plan, like that's the only option. That is not true. It's a mitigation plan. Mitigation is only one of many forms of dispute resolution that's afforded to you. So this is why, but I'm saying, I kind of ma'at to this stuff. So, and I know when they come before, people come before, they're not ma'at to this, but I do know, and I want to make sure that you guys are aware of what your deal is. That's why the audit provision plan, whatever you agree to today, that becomes firm. No matter who buys the property, they got to conform to this stuff. So in part of your agreement where you agree, you want to have something in there, because you don't want your grandkids to have to come back here and explain how, when you did this and how come what happened now and what and what. That's what's been going on for over 200 years. By evidence of every monthly meeting, it's the same stuff. My mother was on this burial council. I thought was crazy. And the frustration that she had way back then, I never wanted to be on this. I only hear because I did it as a request from a friend. Though we're somewhat contagious nowadays, but still, this thing is really important. Why? We're 2,000 miles away from the closest landmass. Yeah? How are we United States? What were we united to? So we were here before these other guys, and our Iwi Kupuna are here to testify who we are. That's why your responsibility is really huge. So whatever you agree to, whatever comes through, they make sure that you guys really ma to what you're agreeing to, so that you know that's in place. Anything outside of that is fraud. And by the Hawley law, they can be prosecuted. See? So I just wanted to mention that to you about it, so they have a sense. And I know you're coming like, wow, I didn't know all this was going on. They should tell you. But Get some brothers over here. They're gonna back you up. They're gonna help you. Some titos too, but you know they can only help you with what they know. So that's it. That's all I wanted to share with you.
Mama Clifford, always thank you very much for your ike and your manao. Always appreciate it. Okay, we do have a motion on the floor, folks, to accept Dana Merzberg as a lineal descendant to the Ivi Kupuna. All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye. Hapai kolima.
Aye.
All those opposed, aole. No need hapai lima. Okay, the motion is carried. Dana, you are recognized as a lineal descendant. Mahalo nui. Mahalo nui for the process. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go into the second name. I'm not reading the article again, but the second name we'll be looking at is, talking to is Courtney K. Tavai? Tavai? Courtney?
You correct. Here? Hi, I'm Courtney.
Hi, yeah. Who are you? Oh, I'm sorry. You use iPhone, Courtney. You use iPhone. Man, that is a joke. This joke. Look out.
Oh, hello. There is.
Hello, Courtney. And again, she is being recognized as a lineal descendant for the same three Ivi Kupuna, Anna Ka'awai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua. Courtney, anything you'd like to chime in about your claim?
No, not really. I'm sorry. I don't have anything to say.
We just want to give you that opportunity to talk, yeah? To speak.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, though.
Mahalo for being here. Thank you. Thank you very much. And mahalo for taking on this kuleana. Mahalo nui. Greatly appreciated. Greatly appreciated. Council members, anything for Courtney?
Nope.
If there are none, then if we have a motion to accept.
I move to accept.
Okay. I second.
Motion has been made by Uncle Desmond, seconded by Kalana to accept Courtney K. Tavai as a lineal descendant to the skeletal remains of Anna Ka'awai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua. Any further discussion?
I have something. I want to concur with Kapono, everything that goes on here, especially this is addressed to all the descendants here, that be mindful of these several layers of mitigation. The state wants us to jump through many hoops. So take into consideration what is being shared here as a pathway, as a guiding tool for you as you move forward. There are numerous things. I think it's a good point to familiarize yourself with your rights. And this is to also educate the rest of your family as they come forward. This is really nice that we have a whole bunch of lineal descendants on our agenda. And a mahalo for you guys for getting it together. But kona ike hoi. Mahalo. That's it.
Mahalo nui ana kala Desmond. Any further discussion? If not, let's vote for this motion. All those in favor of accepting Courtney K. Tavai's lineal descendancy to Anna Ka'awai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua. Please stipulate by saying aye and hapai kolima. Okay. Any opposed? Okay, the motion is carried. Congratulations, Courtney, and mahalo nui loa for taking on this kuleana. Thank you. Mahalo. Okay, we're going to go into item C now, folks, of our agenda. And this is recognition of Emelani K. Merzberg. Are you with us today, Emelani? Aloha, Emelani. Aloha.
Hi, that's me.
Okay.
Mahalo for having me a part of this meeting. I appreciate the fact that we have this chance to prove our lineage, I guess. My middle name comes from my family in Kohala. So I really just appreciate the fact that we have the chance to do this. Thank you.
Mahalo nui loa, Emelani. Thank you. And again, thank you for being here and taking on this kuleana. Mahalo nui. Council members, any questions for Emelani? If there are none, if we can have a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept and approve of Emelani's recognition for lineal descendancy.
A second. Motion has been made by Kalena and Anakala Waiola to accept Emelani K. Merzberg as a lineal descendant to Anna Ka'awai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye and hapai kolima. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and the motion is carried. So congratulations, Emelani, and mahalo nui loa for your kokua. Council members, we truly appreciate this. Okay, now we're going to go into item D. And this is approval of Sarah K. Mersberg to be recognized as lineal descendant to again the remains of Anna Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua. Sarah, are you with us?
Hi, good morning.
Morning,
Kakakano.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No. Thank you.
You want to give you that opportunity. Okay, council members, any questions?
Not at all.
Come on, Mike. Just a minute, folks. I got to grab something. Hold on, sorry. Okay. Could I have a motion, please?
Motion. There's a motion right there.
Okay. Motion to take. By seconded by Kalena to accept Sarah K. Mersberg as a lineal descendant to the skeletal remains of Anna Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua. Okay, all those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye. Hapai Kulima, aye. Ole. Okay, once again, the motion is carried. And once again, mahalo, Sarah. Mahalo nui. Let's get into the next one. This would be Sarah Thor. Okay, so our next descendancy claim is for Thor Mersberg. Again, seeking lineal descendancy for the same Hawaiian skeletal remains of Anna Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua. Thor, aloha. Thank you for being with us today. Anything you'd like to say?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Aloha. Kakeka no.
I don't have anything to say, but thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Wow. Members, anything? Kalena?
I just wanted to make a motion that we go ahead and accept and recognize Berg as a descendant to these burials.
Mahalo nui. There's been a motion to accept Thor Mersberg as a descendant to these burials. Is there a second?
A second.
Second made by Waiola or Uncle Desmond, either or. Any further discussion, folks? Anything I just would like to say, thank you, youth, for stepping up. Mahalo nui. A lot of times we see our elders, you know, middle age, our elders getting involved, but to see the youth, see a lot of young faces here. Whoo, ono loa ke la. Yeah, thank you so much for that. Mahalo. It's a heavy kuleana, but it is an honorable kuleana, yeah? And it's an awesome way to acquire a lot of mana. Yeah, so mahalo for stepping up and thank you, your Ivi Kupuna. They're happy. They're proud of you today. That's a solid. Yeah, mahalo. Did baby claim lineal descendancy yet? No. Okay, let's vote. All those in favor of accepting Thor Mersberg's lineal descendancy claim for Hawaiian skeletal remains of Anna Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Kaupua, please stipulate by raising your hand and saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
The motion is carried, and again, thank you very much to the Mersberg Ohana for being here today and taking on this kuleana. Mahalo nui. Mahalo.
I have another one. I see that baby in the background. You want to add the baby as a lineal too?
So that's what I see a baby. Let's get her or he on the list as well. You know,
that's it. I mean, we don't want to leave anybody out.
No. Plus, I'm a firm believer, you teach them young, they're not going to forget. They're not going to forget their kuleana, yeah? Yeah, and if they do, have a law. But anyway, most times it's not the case. Okay, great. Yes, Clifford.
Let's do that. Let's include that baby. Who's gonna challenge it? The baby is a descendant. The parents are here. So when that kid grows up, they just don't have to go through the same hassle like their parents and grandparents.
I move to accept the baby upon the presentation of the baby's full name to be accepted as a lineal descendant to this land.
Second.
baby's full name, please.
Baby's full name is Duke Uehuale Kavai.
Duke Kavai.
Yes.
Okay, Kalamaya. Okay, Duke Kavai. Okay, so motion has been made and seconded that we accept Duke Kavai as a lineal descendant to the skeletal remains. And these are
he has a brother.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Behind DC, I look like there's some other Kiki in the background over there on the couch.
Wife.
I mean, thank you, Clifford.
Okay, so we have Kavai. Oh, sorry, we have Duke Kavai and.
Hi, sorry, this is Asen Kavai.
Asen. So we have Duke Kavai and Asen Kavai, two Keiki that also would like to be recognized as Lino descendants, of which we support because we had a motion and a second as the Borough Council members. And we would like to have them as Lino descendants for the Hawaiian Skeletal Remains of Anna Kaobai Kalama, Anna Kalama Kaupua, and Frank Kumukoa.
Mahalo.
Kalama.
Me too.
Come on, we have one more kiki.
Discussion. Yes, Kalena.
Yes, could we just have Mama type in the baby's legal names into the chat so that when we're doing our minutes for next month, Kea and Chris have accurate spelling of the keiki?
Okay. Mahalo Nui Kalena for that excellent suggestion. Mahalo.
I was going to ask if you guys can submit an application.
About their full name, please. What's that, Kia?
If you guys can submit an application or maybe amend the application that the mom has just to add in her kid's name so we have it on record in our office that it was a formal application.
Thank you, Kia.
Is there a third child?
I have a question.
Yes.
Should the lineals be, I understand you have definite lineal connection, but shouldn't it be up to them to decide and apply when they wish to? Or can somebody just, because now it's like we're going to add somebody who's a lineal without their, well, I don't know if these children are old enough to even make such a decision. That's my question.
Very good question. Clifford?
Yeah, so what goes on here is that the kids don't have what's called contractual capacity, and that they are wards of their parents. So as their parents provide that for them, when they become at a certain age, they can either claim or deny that condition so that they don't have to go through this process again. That's simply what we're doing, to expedite the law as it's written by the state and to meet the needs of the people who we represent.
Yeah.
So to answer your question is that you're not forcing them down the road. They have that option to exercise if they decide as an adult that they want that, so they don't have to go through this process.
Yep. And, you know, it brings tears to my eyes that we're doing something like this at the Borough Council.
See,
I don't think we've ever done this, you know, bring them on by testimony alone, you know, a new baby into the world, into a Hawaiian world. Just mahalo, Kiakua.
Mahalo. So, Kamala, council member, so I understand there was a third child? Keololu?
Yes. Yep. Oh, his name is Tobias Uta. Tobias Kaha'i Uta.
Tobai? Tobai?
No. His first name is Tobias. T-O-B-I-S. Yes.
Tobias.
His last name is Uta.
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 Uta. Okay, so we have Duke Kavai, we have Anthony Kavai, and we have Tobias Uta, correct?
Asen Kavai.
Asen, yeah.
Yeah.
So Duke Kavai, Asen Kavai, and
Tobias Uta,
correct?
Yes.
So those are the three children, council members, yeah? A motion and a second already. Any further discussion, folks?
This is awesome.
It's history making, Anakala.
It right there.
Helena?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure to save her confusion that the parents, the mamas of the babies, make sure that they re-amend their app and just add in their children, the baby's names, just for the burial site specialists. So it's easy for them to understand and catch everybody's names because we're kind of shooting from the hip over here, being all really good.
Okay. What a nice shot, though, Kalena. What a nice shot. Anyway,
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Christian Kalamai.
Dana, I just sent you an email. If you could send me the information by email.
Okay, I will.
Mahalo. Mahalo, Merseburger Hana. Mike, you know. Mahalo Nui. Okay.
You know, take note, all your other descendants coming as lineal descendants. Bring the whole Ohana. Even now, yeah, this is fun. You guys just made history today in the Borough Council. Mahalo.
Okay. Kalamai, folks, this is one of those OG moments. Did we vote yet? Sorry. So exciting that, you know, oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's vote. So all those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye or hapai kulima ke ololomai.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion's carried. Mahalo nui loa. Mahalo. Mai kai no. Mahalo. Okay, we'll proceed then. We'll keep going. So our next descendancy claim is item F, and that is descendancy claim of Dean K. Chu. Okay, and of course, Dean has applied as lineal descendant for the Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Ana Kalama Kaupua. Okay. Dean, anything else you'd like to add?
Probably talked too much already, but I wanted to mahalo you guys for all that you do. And I hope to one day meet all of you in person. Because you guys had me scared at the top. You guys was talking about all the, you know, the fighting and stuff, you know. And you guys all look so serious, but I'm glad to see smiles on your faces right now.
DC, we fighting right now. This is a war. We fighting right now. Using the laws, their laws against them. So it's all good.
But that doesn't mean we can't smile in the process, right? Because we know we're right.
Holiday, Dean. Holiday.
Right when I'm hungry and I want to go to Tishima's.
Yeah.
The one coupon always reminded me is not what you say, boys, how you say it. Yeah. Very, very important. Yeah. So thank you, Dean.
Okay. And I just want to say there's plenty more coming that couldn't get all the birth certificates and stuff in line. So all my, you know, Hana cousins and all my La'ie cousins, you can hear from them too.
Cool.
Okay.
Look forward to that. Okay. Okay. Anybody, any questions really for Dean?
Move Mahalo. To accept.
Okay. Mahalo. Uncle Desmond has initiated the motion and Kalena seconded. Move to accept Dean K. Chu as a lineal descendant for the Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Ana Kalama Kaupua, and Frank Kumukua Kalama. Okay. For discussion, council members, all those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye, hapai kolima. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the motion is carried. Mahalo, Dean. Thank you very much. Mahalo. Okay, now we're on descendancy claim G, and this is Ke Ola Nui Chu. Ke Ola Nui.
Ke Ola Nui. Hello, my uncle.
Hello, brother.
Aloha.
Anything you'd like to add? Any comments you want to make?
My name is Ke Ola Nui Chu. I get my name from Dean K. Chu. The K is Ke Ola Nui. I'm the eldest of his sons, and I think going off of what he said earlier about how he's always looked for it on the Big Island, I can back that statement up. I remember from a very long age, every single time we went to the Big Island, no matter what, every time my father was saying, let's go look for these burials, let's go look for these burials. So we've gone to Kohala a bunch, I remember every single time he would always tell us, like, oh, let's look for this kimchi factory. Let's look for this property. Just recently, I had, you know, we flew over there. It was the first time we flew into Waimea, the airport over there. I dropped him off, him and my mom. And a couple of days later, he called me back saying, we found the burials. Like, out of years and years and years of looking. So I just wanted to add that in to his story that, his eldest son over here is, if I very well remember, always looking for those things. So I'm just thankful that he finally was able to find it. And I know it was very emotional for him when he found it. So just wanted to add that.
Mahalo for supporting your dad better than your ohana. Thank you for that. Awesome.
Mahalo.
Council members, anything for for Keolanui? Anybody? Okay, we have a motion to acceptance. Council members?
I'll make a motion to please accept Keolanui Chu, the lineal descendant. Uncle Des will second.
I just say Kalena and go back and forth between you two each time? Okay, Mahalo Nui. So a motion has been made by Kalena and second by Uncle Desmond that we accept Keolanui D. Chu as a lineal descendant to the Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Ana Kalama Kaupua. Any further discussion? If not, let's vote. All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Kalima. All to the polls. Ole. Okay, the motion is carried.
Oh, I did something and it went on.
So congratulations, Keolanui, and again, mahalo nui loa for stepping up as a younger man and taking on this kuleana. Thank you, brother. Mahalo plenty. Mahalo plenty. So if you're the older sibling, don't forget to get all your other siblings on board too, yeah? If you're the hiapo, Mike, you know, mahalo. Thank you, Keolanui. Mahalo. Okay, agenda item H. Okay, this is for Pomaika'ilani D. Chu. Pomaika'ilani with us?
Hi. Hello, I'm Pomaika'ilani, a little child from Dean Chu's. My whole life, I've also heard, you know, I've also had been with my parents, you know, searching for these graves and everything. Every time I went back to the Big Island, you know, I'd always hear them talk about, like, how their only hint was that kimchi factory or anything that they got from stories that they were told. But I don't really have anything else to add, but mahalo for having me here.
Mahalo, Hawaiian, and mahalo nui again for stepping up and taking on that kuleana. Mahalo plenty. Truly appreciate it. Manana kala to the youth. Mahalo nui. Mahalo plenty. Hey, council members, any discussion, any questions for Pomaika'ilani? Anybody? Okay, then if there are none, let's have a motion, please.
I move to accept. Kalena will second.
Okay, motion be made by Uncle Desmond and seconded by Kalena that we accept Pomaika'ilani, Pomaika'ilani, lineal descendancy claim to the Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Ana Kalama Kaupua. Any further discussion, Ohana? If not, please, if you accept, please stipulate by saying aye, hapai kolima. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, then the motion is carried. Mahalo nui. Mahalo po mai ka ilani. Mahalo. Perfect. Okay, going to the next one. This is agenda item I. Okay, and this descendancy recognition application is for Kumukua D. Chu. Kumukua D. Chu.
Hi, that's me, Kumukua Chu, named after Frank Kumukua Kalama, if you needed some more proof. But I don't have much to add. I just appreciate the opportunity as well.
Okay, no. Council members, anything, questions for Kumukua? And it's all your siblings, Hawaiian. Keolanui, Pomaika'ilani. Oh,
you guys stepped up. Yeah, I'm the youngest.
Thank you. Mahalo nui again. Perfect. Okay, if there's not, then we have a motion to accept Kumukua D. Chu as a lineal descendant to the Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Ana Kalama Kaupua, please.
I make a motion to accept and recognize as a lineal descendant, Kumukua Chu.
We got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion has been made by Kalena and seconded by Uncle Desmond that we accept as a lineal descendant, Kumukua D. Chu to the Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Ana Kalama Kaupua, and Frank Kumukua Kalama. Any further discussion? Okay. Sina, please stipulate. If you accept, please stipulate by saying aye or hapai kolima. Aye. Any opposed? Aole. Okay, so the motion is carried. So mahalo nui loa. Dean, Keolanui, Kumukua, and also Pomaika'ilani for being here today and taking on this awesome kuleana. Mahalo nui for all you guys do. Thank you. Mahalo. Thank goodness for Zoom, though, huh? Well, another thing is, you can all, everybody can travel here, and then everybody can go to the kimchi place to see the barrels. Yeah, everybody will see it one time, so everybody know where to stay. Yeah, okay, well, perfect. So thank you, mahalo nui, mahalo. That is definitely one positive side of Zoom, being able to see everybody from far away. Okay, so we're going into agenda item J. It seems like this is going to be the family all one time. So this is this descendancy recognition application of Deanne K. Lai. Lai or Lai?
Lai.
Lai, perfect. Okay. Deanne K. Lai, Christian K. Lai, Blaze K. Lai, and Eva K. Lai to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Ana Kalama Kaupua. I presume this is all the ohana that's here?
Aloha.
Aloha, aloha.
I'm Deanne Kanani Lai. So I'm the youngest sibling of Dean Chu and Dana Mersberg. And we reside currently in Waimea. I have three children, as mentioned. This is Christian and Blaze and Ava.
Aloha, aloha, aloha.
We're happy to be here, and like my brother said, we mahalo you for all that you do, taking time to meet with us. And I'm just very excited that my brother has found the burial sites of our ancestors. Since he did, you know, that's, I think about it all the time, and I just, you know, myself and my cousin Jeanette, who we both live here on Hawaii Island, we've really been wanting to visit the site. But, you know, like we spoke earlier, knowing our rights and everything, we haven't gotten to go there yet, but hoping to get to be there soon. My brother was here visiting with us, and it was when he was here, his last visit, when he did find the burial sites, and I was witness to his emotions, because I know my brother all these years, I mean, he's just been looking, searching, you know, and I get emotional just because I know how much he wanted it. We all wanted it, but, you know, and excuse me. But that's pretty much all I wanted to say, but we're really happy to be here, and we appreciate all of you. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Mahalo nui. Mahalo, Deanne, for your Ike, your manawa this morning. Thank you for also registering your youth as well. And again, mahalo nui loa for that. You can never start too young. You can never start too young. And good thing you live on island, because as Uncle Scott had mentioned earlier, we have even better protection. Somebody who can actually visit those Ivi and continuously remind them that ohana stay. You know, ohana's here, and ohana stepped up and take care of them. So mahalo nui. Mahalo nui. Council members, any other anything for Deanne right now? Kind of like Deanne. What was your Hawaiian name? Ke Haolani, right? Ke Haolani?
Kanani.
Kanani. Sorry. Kanani. I'm going to kind of like that way. Any questions for Kanani, anybody?
You want to add your ohana behind you?
She did, Uncle. She did.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Sorry.
The three are included in here already, which is great, which is awesome. Awesome. Okay, then if there's no questions for Kanani, if we could have a motion, please. Yes, Uncle Nicole. Yes, Uncle Norman.
I just want to tell Kanani that since she's a resident of this island, that if she can make an arrangement with her brother to come up and show you, and you can kind of like, because you live here, be the kind of the caretaker of this place. And the more people that your brother can show in the family, you know, the stronger the bond will be. You know, they're where not only one person know, but all know. So think about a family reunion or something. As far as your rights, I would just go to the place. You know, all you guys go and knock on the guy's door. Ask him nicely, can we, you know, visit our Ohana? And how can he refuse? Yeah. Nobody can refuse you guys going to see your Ohana, but go. Don't worry about your rights. All he can do is say no. But you try again. Keep trying until all you guys can, you know, can visit. So, Dean, you don't want to found them. You got to spread the knowledge to your all your family, you know. And all you guys who live on Honolulu, you know, there's only a plane right over. Make arrangements. Start talking. Make one person in charge. Guys, make the reservations where everybody can come, you know, make them convenient and come. Show everybody where you all are there. Don't keep it a secret. Yeah, been a secret too long already. Yeah? Because the grave, they're planting mana. Yeah. The mana will show Dean where to go. That's why he found the place. He kept trying. Each time he pecked away at a little bit of more mana. Finally, the mana will show himself. So that's a good point. But go visit. Thank you.
Mahalo, Uncle Norman. The elder has spoken. Mahalo. So there's no further discussion. The elder has spoken. So let's call for the vote, please. You have a motion?
A second motion.
I'll make the first motion. Uncle Norm, second.
Higino. So Kalena's made the motion, and Uncle Norman has seconded the motion. That we accept Deanne Kanani Lai, Christian K. Lai, Blaze K. Lai, and Eva K. Lai to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Ana Kalama Kopua. Yeah. And again, this is our lineal descendancy. All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye, hapai kolima. Aye. Okay. Any opposed? Aole, nuni hapai yulima. Okay, mahalo nui. Again, the motion is carried. Thank you very much, Lai Ohana, for being here today. And again, youth, mahalo for stepping up. Thank you very much. Aloha. Aloha. Okay, and then our last descendancy claim for this, Evie. Again, this is the, again, lineal descendancy recognition application of Jeanette Kalama Nava Kogoletsi. Did I pronounce that correct? If not, a Kalama, yeah? Ariana K. Nava Kogoletsi and Anna Tamaline Kalama Leka to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ana Kaowai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Ana Kalama Kaupua. Okay. Jeanette, I know you guys are here. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you for having us today. This is my daughter, Ariana, and this is Ana Tamaline. And I just wanted to say thank you for having us. And I wanted to thank Dean, my cousin, who has been the so diligent, you know, on this journey for all of us. And just want to say thank you for him and his wife, Ione, for putting this all together so that we can come forward as a family. Mahalo.
Mahalo nui, Jeanette. Good, I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Council members, anything else for this ohana? And as I mentioned, the other families, thank you, young ladies, for Nabahine Opio for stepping up and taking on that kuleana. Mahalo nui for that. As an educator myself, high school teacher, it's really nice to see the youth here. Very nice to see the youth here. So thank you very much for that. Mahalo. Council members, anything else? So this ohana, Kalena, and then Clifford.
I just wanted to say my heart is just so like singing that these three burials brought your family together, that the ancestors' power is so strong. And there must be a reason why that you guys are all here together being recognized as lineals. And I myself have lost burials in Kohala to the bulldozer and had to hear from my cousin, oh, it's where the old lifeguard station is now. So why look at my story and I hear yours and I think, wow, if people all had come together back then before that lifeguard station was built, my EV of my kupuna would still be here. So I'm so happy for your family. I know we are at our last one, our last descendants recognition. So I just wanted to put in my heart, you know, felt mahalo to you guys and major blessings from, you know, up above that you guys had this divine guidance that you were able to find the EV and that all your family are all just linked together like this really strong, you know, cordage. I'm just really happy for you guys. And thank you for coming forward and having all your keiki be here for when they're older and you guys are gone and they can represent. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Mahalo. Clifford.
A point of clarification for the last petitioner. Both your daughters' names have been included in the petition?
I believe they are included in the petition.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council members, anything else?
I move to accept this application for lineal descendants.
Second.
So a motion has been made by Uncle Desmond and seconded by Kalena. That we accept, again, for lineal descendancy, Jeanette Kalama Nava Kogoletsi, Ariana K. Nava Kogoletsi, and Anna Tamaline Kalama Leka. As lineal descendants to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Anna Ka'auwai Kalama, Frank Kumukua Kalama, and Anna Kalama Ka'upua. Any further discussion, council members? If not, then all those in favor of the motion, please stipulate by saying aye. Hapai kulima. Aye. Any opposed? Aole. Nuni hapai lima. And the motion is carried, and thank you, Kalena, for that concluding remark with regard to this descendancy claims by this ohana. And again, thank you so much, family, for stepping up. Mahalo. Mahalo nui. Mahalo. Okay. Okay, ohana, so next one is agenda item L. And I understand this is just discussion, Jordan?
Just for discussion, Diane, we only received her application last week or the week before last week, so we didn't have enough time to review it, but she did still want to come. So that just means we can't write a letter of recommendation at this point, but she did still want to come forward to provide testimony on her mo'okuoho. And I'll let Diane.
Mahalo nui. So therefore, we're on agenda item L, everybody, of our agenda. And of course, this is in regards to Diane Kramer's record. Is this for lineal descendancy as well? Yeah. Her application for lineal descendancy to remains of Kukuakia, Kuile, Kekuna, Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansy Kamahele. And that's in Makua Hopua. Is that correct, Diane? Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Diane, like I said, we can't make any determination today, but thank you for coming forward today to talk story with us. And once we get that paperwork in, we can move forward with that recognition of your lineal claim. Okay, you want to share with us, please do.
Yes, mahalo council members. Again, my name is Diane Kramer. I am a lineal descendant of the Kamahele Ohana that is buried there. We had a family Ohana meeting this past Sunday to discuss what we would like to see around the burial and general information on the property. So this is what we have made a decision on. We would like to see, or at least request to be considered a permanent buffer to be about 45 feet around the burial site, permanent buffer. Second is a defined fortified rock border with a height no higher than 77 centimeters, which is the tallest rock currently on the burial site. The rock border consisting of lava rock found on the property or anywhere on the property. the other one was that the family is in the process of completing their application to be recognized as a lineal descendant. So family is aware and they're doing their proper protocols as far as getting all of their paperwork and application in. And hopefully I kind of gave them a deadline like the beginning of April. So hopefully they can call all their family members and get that going. Yes, it may not be for the April, but hopefully we can extend it to the next council meeting. What I wanted to just kind of briefly talk about was in regards to the BTP is the reason why the BTP is being proposed is there is going to be some type of development on there. We had a meeting yesterday with the owner, family members with the owner, and he mentioned it'll be past the 45-foot where his house is going to be set below the cliffs, below the, I guess, the bottom part of the property overlooking the ocean. He also did mention that he will be removing dead and diseased trees there. But when you look at the architect drawing that was presented, I'm not sure what page it was. The architect drawing, I don't know if you see it. It shows that the house will be about residential total 4,600 square feet. I kind of wanted to know exactly where it was going over the bank. And to what we knew, the family know, is that property was conservation. But in 2020, it looks like it was changed to agriculture, the entire property. Now, I don't know what the legalities are or what our rights are or what transpired to change it from conservation to agriculture. But it's obviously once you change it to agriculture, you really don't have any way of preserving any of the foliage or the trees or anything there. I don't know where we stand on that. If you have any guidance for me.
Kalena?
I just wanted to help Diane so we could transition. The BTP for their family was on the agenda last month, and it's the next item in our agenda. So she wasn't able to present last month, and so she's on the agenda for this month, but her paperwork wasn't cleared yet by Ship D for approval of her lineal descendancy. So for some people that didn't know that, that might be the hop, skip, and a jump that went from her discussion about her descendancy to all of a sudden a BTP. So the BTP is the next on the agenda.
Okay, I can say that for that.
Yeah. I mean, but we're still taking notes of those three items you're talking about that you'd like to see in the BTP coming up. Yeah. And
as far as the lineal descendants, where does it get recorded? Does it get recorded as part of the BTP, or it gets recorded with the Bureau of Conveyance, or that part I'm a little
sketchy. Good question to ask for today, because Kea and Chris are here. And I think some of the concern with the family is the BTP will be approved before all of the lineal descendants are recognized and identified and put into the BTP. So if we do take a vote on approving such a thing, we have to make sure we incorporate that later down, maybe give it 6 months or something, you know, put a time window on it. Within 6 months, any descendants that come forward need to be included in the finalized BTP. I know I'm still jumping ahead on that agenda, but this is a good time though. If you're done, you know, sharing about your genealogy and how your paperwork is still being processed. I know Chris was still helping Diane gather together some of the documents that she didn't have yet, but that then we'll get our letter from Hinano probably next month.
I jumped to the conclusion. We did have the family meeting, and I was that was the foremost on my mind is what the family decided on, or at least bring forth to the council to make it, you know, to recommend the council to, you know, see our what we decided on. But as far as lineal, I grew up in Pahoa, and the family always went down to Makuu. So back in the 60s, 70s, and part of the 80s, we spent our weekends there. And Tutu was alive at that time, and she passed away in 1976, I believe. So we had a good connection, my generation, a good connection with her. And a lot of times, you know, your kupuna always tell you, don't do this, don't do that. But they don't really explain. You know, they tell you the grave is over there. They tell you, you know, the number of people are there, you know. But some of I do have a letter from our oldest aunt, who was the grandchild, the oldest grandchild of Tutu, Frank, and Marianne. And she mentioned that verbally, Marianne Kamahele did say that her husband's side, which is Frank's parents, is also buried there, but documentation does not include them in that plot. So I'm just going to keep that as, you know, there's probably multiple. We just not going to know. But good memories. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the family has a voice. The family is recognized in any way. And, you know, we do want to work with the owner. We have no, you know, no hard feelings on that. We are there to try and make sure that, you know, both is can come together and, you know, hopefully, you know, make good with the land, you know. And I do agree that the EV does have a lot of mana, and it will do as it wants. We've seen it. We've seen the previous house burn down in 2014. So, you know, things, you know, can happen, whether, you know, good or bad, I guess. But good memories. And I noticed that none of my family members are on here right now. And I think they were thinking that it was going to take a longer meeting, you know, being that I was the last one on the second to the last one on the agenda. But that's all I have to say. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you for being here, Diane. I'm really glad that I'm sorry, Cliff, just hold on. I'm sorry, one second. I just wanted to thank you for being here for that this specific section on the agenda for your genealogy. But you are here for the next item, so there's a reason you're here, and everything that you just said beyond your genealogy will be moving into our next item. So good that you're here. And maybe we could take a 5-minute break before we start on the next item, so you can text your family or call them and just jump in, and we can all, you know, take care of our human businesses. Just 5 minutes. Okay. Cliff, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Diana, you might want to consider getting a legal opinion for what you plan to introduce on your part of your mitigation plan or your burial treatment plan, and that council will be able to advise you as to what options you have. And that would make it mandatory as to whoever buys that property in the future would be subject to those conditions of the contract going forward. So yeah, you've got some points out there that are good, but they've got to be within the context of the law. And so council will be able to explain that to you and that. So just for your own peace of mind, yeah, going forward. That's all I wanted to share.
We should look into getting a Hawaiian council to advise.
Well, Tita, there's a lot of kanakas that are attorneys and, you know.
Okay, I will do my best to vet.
If you want a clue, is you want someone who's older. You don't want a young guy. You want someone like, if you can find somebody in their 70s, they're like the best. They've been there, done that. They understand. They can relate to what you're talking about. So a young guy doesn't really know that. And they're low at the bottom of the firm list or working for the government or something like that. But just check it out. You know, this is what I believe. Your kupuna, who you're representing, in that are going to guide you. They're going to take you to where you want to be. So this is just along this journey. This burial council meeting is just one of many things you're going to be in. So just open yourself up. Your kupuna will guide you. That attorney that's supposed to represent you or share with you, they're going to come. So I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just want to mention something that, you know, whenever you hear to preserve your Ivi Kupuna, the family should be here as witness to the families before this. This is a very important issue that affects the whole family. And I was under the belief that they would all be here today. So when we're going to recess, get them here. I don't care about the schedules. This is very important. This is a Hawaiian process. And they just got to be here. Make every effort to represent their ohana, their mo'ukau.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I will. I will be making those calls right now.
Yeah. Mahalo nui, council members. So, sorry, Uncle Desmond.
I have one question. So, Ikai Kamarzo, cousin Ikai Ka. Yeah. So he worked with this guy at one time or another, and there's some discrepancy there. You know, he has good connections to some legal minds. He's kind of young, like, you know, Clifford mentioned, but somebody that's been through the struggle and through the war.
Okay.
I think it's so important to get them on board.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mahalo nui, Anakala Desmond. So I'd like Kalana's suggestion that we take a 5-minute break to take care of whatever kuleana we need to take care of, and then we will resume in about 11:20. Okay.
Thank you. Chair, could we give it more than 5 just so that Diane has a few more minutes and we can make a new cup of tea and use the restroom? So maybe can we just, if it's okay with the council members, we only have one more agenda item. Could we reconvene at 11:30? That'll give us 15-minute break.
That's solid. 11:30.
Just get a thumbs up from everybody if it's good.
I'm good.
Good? You guys are good? Okay. Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. 11:30, so, we'll reconvene.
All right.
Dean?
Is it okay if we leave?
Oh, yeah.
No, man. You got to hang out, brother. We're going to miss you, man. If you go.
You're still here.
No, you're more than welcome to stay, but if you have to go, we understand. But, you know,
no, she was
Kuleana, mahalo.
Yeah, I was kind of looking into the future because she's talking about the bearer protection, yeah? The BTP. The plan. So I was kind of curious, but okay.
Yeah, you can stay for that. Stay for that if you want more knowledge in that
definitely
process.
Okay. Yeah, and I know there are a few people on here that could probably go. That's why. So
that's fine.
Okay.
11:30. We'll reconvene.
11:30, everybody.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
11:30. Yes. Thank you, Kea. Well, hello, everybody. Last time we were here, Nale was our chairman. He is gone, so I will finish chairing our meeting today. We have a last item on our agenda. It is draft burial treatment plan for burial site 50-10-45-18987, located in Maku'u Ahupua'apuna District, Island of Hawaii, TMK 31-5-010:009. Information, discussion, recommendations to the State Historic Preservation whether to accept or not accept the above draft burial treatment plan. So this was on our agenda last month. Hi, Glenn. And now we are here again. We did vote to preserve the EV in place. We have a lot more family members here today. And so we can reconvene where we were last month on this. I'll let you take it away, Glenn. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Good to see everyone again. So last month, there were two primary issues or questions that came up. One was raised by Clifford Capono, and Cliff was asking, can we have a confirmation inspection, an inspection of the preservation measures? So I made an initial stab at that and added some language to the burial treatment plan. So if you look at the end where it says confirmation inspection of preservation measures, after the first sentence, the second sentence, and then the third. The third sentence says, recognized descendants and the HIBC Pune council member may conduct an inspection of the condition of burial site and the preservation treatments, and may report the results of the inspection to SHPTI and HIBC. So when we say the preservation treatments, that's all nine preservation treatments that are listed in this burial treatment plan. So that means the interim preservation buffers, the long-term preservation measures, access, signage, landscaping, maintenance, Bureau of Conveyances, property title, and the confirmation and inspection itself. So if there's any issues with any of these preservation treatments that are stated in the BTP, then it should be reported. So that was my stab at that. And I don't know that that satisfied, you know, the intent that Clifford put forth.
Hold on a second, Glenn. We just need to ask Timmy, whoever Timmy is on the line, if he could please mute, because we're not able to hear Glenn's update on the BTP. Maybe somebody can send him a text or something.
I already
did. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Cliff.
Glenn.
Yes.
The purpose of my intervention last month was to ensure that there would be compliance.
Right.
I'm not speaking to the specificity of whatever that is, but a provision that would allow for an audit, whether that be annually, semi-annually, every 24 months, 36, or some provision to ensure compliance.
Right.
So with this whole burial treatment approach and that, these are offers that are made that are accepted, but there's no condition to ensure compliance, though the law speaks to that, but there's no vehicle that provides that. And this is why we have this continuum of problems decade to decade. So these issues that we're talking about today are the same things that they were talking about 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
So we revisit the same problem because we don't have an opportunity to audit for compliance. And that's the thing. So whatever your specificity is, hey, that's fine. But where in that language are you providing an audit provision to ensure compliance? And this is what the letter of the law speaks to,
right,
governing this whole NAGPRA local interpretation of what the feds are saying. We have to make sure that that's going on. To assume that they're just going to do it, that's negligence.
Right.
So we don't have a provision that speaks to that.
Okay, so basically I can add annually and also the term compliance to these nine preservations. So that's a fairly easy fix. I think the good thing is over the last couple of years, there's the DOE care process, and SHPTI has been using, especially Sean Nalemile, to really ensure there's some bite to these laws and these contracts that SHPTI puts together through preservation plans, burial treatment plans. So I think we're moving in that direction, and mostly because of the impetus of Sean. So that's a good thing. So I can beef this up a little bit, this particular thing, so that it's clear.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. So we're here as counsel to ensure the interests of the petitioner coming before us. That's my role. It's what I take on. Yeah. So knowing that in the contract, you have to have some provision that can speak to the validity of that. If there's any potential fraud, that's got to be taken out. And an opportunity for people to amend as it goes forward, whether it be the landowner or the people who are the descendants of the Ivi Kupuna.
Yeah.
But just that we have an opportunity to audit to make sure that everyone is on that same agreement. If it changes, then it's got to be renegotiated. But right now, there is no provision for that.
Right.
And so it's as catch as catch can, which is crazy if we're talking about the law.
Yeah.
We're good.
Thanks, Clifford.
Thank you, Clifford. Okay, go ahead and finish the other changes that.
The other changes, and this is really good. You know, I'm really glad. I know that Diane worked with the family, and I think I normally speak to Richard. I talk to Uncle Richard, so he's been kind of filling me in, and I know you've been getting help from other folks and trying to come together and how to address this issue of whether to put a perimeter wall, whether it's a low wall or a tall wall. But I know that you had the meeting with the family very recently, so I didn't have all that information. So Diane, as you were speaking, I was actually writing this into the burial treatment plan. But you have my email address, and if you had something specific, I'm more than happy to put it in, because what I've got right now, permanent preservation buffer consists of a low 77 centimeters, which is about 2.5, 26 feet, solid core rock wall. Now, you want a traditional style solid core rock wall, or you think something like a cement reinforced rock wall?
No, similar to what it is on the property, but perfect. The same level. So the highest point in your vertical stone there is 77 centimeters. Right. So yep. Basically uniform. Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe we'd have an opening in that so that people could pass through.
And I right. Think so to when we had a meeting with the landowner, the opening can be on the ocean side. And he mentioned a more permanent bench.
Right. Yeah. And so something like that, we're talking about roughly 2.5 feet. Probably you don't want to put a gate in there for the opening.
No,
right?
No such thing. We compromise to being the same vertical height as the current stone there that's there. So that's fine. If anything that he was going to put as far as plants or something, it had to be native, but nothing, you know, sure. Where he's not going to be able to take care of it.
Yeah. And we've done this quite a bit with descendants. We always offer descendants an opportunity if they would like to actually participate in that, if they have some idea of types of flowers or plants that they want to put in. That usually works really, really well. So, and the other thing I heard you say, we're going to try to source that rock from the property itself, if possible, right? Because we don't want to go off property.
You got enough rocks there. You know, it doesn't have to be one rock 30 inches, whatever two.
Okay. So if there's anything else that you or the family members think additionally to what we're just talking about right now, that's easy enough for me to put in.
Okay. Family, anything?
Yeah, that would be right now today, that conversation. Yeah. Okay. And then I have one more thought once your family is able.
Hi, this is Miley. I was a proponent of having a larger rock wall, but in compromise, I think that fortifying the existing wall and making it more like a more permanent, but with native resources, the rocks and native plants, I think that I would support that.
And then we're talking about putting that rock wall at 45 feet. So that'll be the permanent buffer, 45 feet outside of the perimeter of the burial feature itself.
Correct. Diane. Correct.
No, go ahead.
From the outside of the border on all sides.
Yep. Okay.
Correct, Diane?
Correct.
So the wall we're talking about is going to be outside by the buffer zone or by the one that's existing now around the burial site.
So right there existing on the burial right there is what we're going to make it to 30 inches. But the 45 feet buffer is after that. It's outside of that.
Measured so from the border.
We haven't not determined. I don't know, Glenn, if we got it wrong. We haven't determined the outside 45 feet at all. You know, we're just concerned on the burial stone markings there, you know, that's existing right now. We just want it to be.
Oh, okay. So I think I misunderstood. I was thinking a low rock wall 45 feet away from the burial feature, but you're really talking about fortifying the outside perimeter of the existing family burial plot.
Yeah, make it nicer, right. Make it, you know, how it is right now, but, you know, make it uniform and so forth. But the 45-foot buffer out of that, now, we just want to make sure that 45 is permanent, no.
Nothing inside.
No build zone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can do that. So then we have to think about that. Okay, we have a 45-foot buffer. Do we want to mark that buffer so that when people are out there on the property, they can see it. I mean, you can use water-worn stones, set them in the ground so they're level with the grass, something like that around so that nobody ever is ever going to accidentally, you know, back their truck up over something into. And I don't think that anyone's going to drive up to where the barrier is, but it's a consideration you might think about.
And we, okay, we I'll discuss it with the family even further with that and let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds good.
I would agree with that.
Well, Norm, did you have a comment? You're muted, Uncle. Wait, you're still muted, Uncle Norm. There you go. Now you're unmuted.
Yeah, the buffer is usually 30 feet. And always when they bring the barrel treatment plant to us and tell us that they need a buffer, it's usually 30 feet standard with a rock wall about 2 feet to 3 feet high. That's about the standard, you know. It's not written in the bylaws or anything, but it's something that we always follow. And right now, the way I look at it is the homeowner has the right. You guys can recommend what you want, but he's the one going to pay for, not Shifty, not anybody else, but the developer going to pay for. So, you know, you guys got to be on the same page with him, because he's the one dishing out the money. You know, he can give suggestions, and you know, hopefully he'll listen to you. Most likely he'll listen to you. Well, I don't know about a 45-foot buffer. Yeah, it's you know, usually 30 feet, and you know, that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Uncle Norm. I know a lot of times we do see BDTs with a 30-foot buffer or 20-foot buffer. And the whole reason why we review these and discuss them at our meeting is so we can make suggestions and recommendations. And we don't really have, there is no standard law that tells us and dictates what that buffer size is. So it's nice that Glenn's here and he's able to articulate and work with you guys as the family and, you know, describe the reality of, oh, do you even want some waterborne stones there? Marking, and the house is really close, Uncle Norm, building it really close to the cemetery. So I think that is the concern of the family. It is 45 feet right now from the burial cemetery. So they just want to make sure that that line, I think, isn't crossed and that it's written into the BTP. Diane, did you want to say something?
Yeah, Uncle Norman, yeah, we spoke with the landowner yesterday, and he mentioned that his property was going to be beyond 45 feet. So we came to the conclusion, okay, we wanted to recommend 45, but understand the council will decide on that matter as far as that goes.
Right. As a family, we wanted 50, but with the meeting with the landowner yesterday, he said that he was going to build his house 45 feet away. Correct?
Yeah.
And so we opted for 45.
But I think even if it's 30 or 45, whatever, we should put that rock wall around so we can have a permanent structure making that buffer zone.
Okay. Yes, we will have that meeting with the family and
okay,
see what we want as far as.
Cousin Timmy, are you requesting the fortified border to be 45 feet out, or reinforcing what is existing?
No, Miley, I think you're getting confused.
Oh, okay.
No. There's two. One is
But we can do the burial one inside, but that buffer zone, I think they should be responsible for that to keep whatever in case we get, they have animals there, whatever, to, you know, won't be able to get in there.
You guys can dictate. We usually ask for the rock wall because there are some developers that they like chicken wire or hog wire. And to me, hog wire is unacceptable. You know, this Evie Kupuna deserve more. And then by putting these rock walls, shows people that there's a burial. So the more that we kind of keep all the buffers looking the same, the easier for people to identify and respect the Eevee. You know, some people like a developer, they like, you know, Mina and go with the hog wire. Don't accept the hog wire. Go for the rock wall, and that's it.
I agree with that, Uncle. I think so, because that property itself has a rock wall, natural rock, been there forever, that I remember. There's no cement. It's Hawaiian-style rock piled around to make a wall. Yeah. Something else. We should just do that, too, keep in line with the property.
Yeah. Dry stack. The dry stack method is acceptable. It's all over the island. Yeah. The cowboys made dry stack all over. So, you know, no more cement. So the wall's still standing.
So, right.
Yeah. As long as it's rock.
Thank you, Uncle Norm. Go ahead, Cliff.
Just want to point this out. When you talk about that area that you're looking to preserve, not only is it laterally, but vertically as well. Example, Ala Moana Shopping Center has Evie Kupuna in the shopping center under the escalator. Why? That was a deal that was offered. The people didn't really understand what their full scope of authority was. That's what it ended up. So this is what I'm saying, suggested earlier, you might want to seek counsel to make sure this agreement that you're going into is really what it is that you imagine. Huh? Because when they use the letter of the law and they interpret it, it comes up upside down by evidence. How is it Kanaka Maoli discovered this place, but history says it was discovered by Captain Cook? How's that? Right? So from the get-go, you got to have your manaal straight and make sure that you're being satisfied. And don't listen to us. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're just trying to hear to help you along this way so that you guys be satisfied. This is your Evie Kupuna. And we don't make the decision on that. You guys make the decision. We're here to enforce, help you in any way we can. So I'm just throwing it out there that you might want to have a broader definition as it comes contractually. And one of the things is that Glenn understands this. He's ma'a to this. And I would just suggest, you know, listen to what he's saying. If you've already got to deal with the landowner for a 45-foot setback, well, then keep it. That's okay with you. Whatever you guys agree to, and the more you can work it out together, the better off for you and in the long run. That's all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Mahalo, Cliff. Somebody needs to mute their microphone, and yeah, I'm going to go with Des first, and then Uncle Norm, because Uncle Norm, you've spoken a couple times, but Uncle Des hasn't yet. Thank you. Go ahead, Uncle Des.
I'm just ancestrally, and I'm just sharing some knowledge, traveling South Pacific and stuff like that. So I have one question to the family. You folks agree with that access road?
Access road, Uncle, from
between the current Island and for me, I want to say it going around instead of between. Like down south, what they do when they find something like that, they leave it like that and build another wall. Really giving another level of protection for the Evie Kupuna. So when people come there, they can look,
but you cannot enter. Only the Ohana can go through ceremonies and doing protocol with. Yeah, this is my access road to me is too close. Separating the house from the Ibi Kupuna should go to the left rather than to the right. For me, two walls. Leave it the way it is. Like Wahaula, you leave it the way it is and you build another one around. Like city of refuge, same thing, yeah.
Right.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Uncle Des. Uncle Norm and then Diane needs to speak. Go ahead, Uncle Norm.
Yeah. To the family, anything that you guys want, like the buffer, the rock wall, you need to go to Glenn Escott. He's the man that writes it down in the barrel treatment plan, and it's all in black and white, you know. And usually that, when it comes to the barrel council, it usually get approved, you know, because it's in writing. And he is your go-to for any request you guys need, any conditions. When, gate, walkway, parking, you know, access, all that, you know, you guys bring that up to him and he'll write it down and guarantee it'll be approved. Is that correct, Lynn?
Yeah, I'm a note taker. That's what I do. I mean, basically, this is one of the best BTPs I've worked with. It's kind of like democracy. We don't always get this many family members, direct lineal descendants, who can tell us how they feel we can best protect these burials. What's the best process for this? So this has been really good for us. It takes longer. There are more people involved. Not everyone is going to agree. So basically, it's up to the family members. They're working it through. And then once they know exactly what they want, they can email it to me. We can talk on the phone, however you guys want to do it. I'm just going to write it into the report. And then, you know, when Burial Council gets it, they're going to know that's what you guys want. And that's what they're going to approve. So, yeah. So, Norm, right, Uncle Norm.
Go ahead, Diane.
Okay, I just wanted to just make sure that we are all on the same page as when I say about the fortified 30-inch wall. The one, it's on page 50 in the BTP, but it's this photo right here. So yep. This fortified wall is what we wanted, you know, to be uniform at 30 inches, which is the highest point the rock you have there on the, okay. Yep. The 45 buffer wall,
yep.
We have not gone, we really as a family did not talk about that, but you've given us opportunity to have some options as yep. far as that goes. So we will be meeting soon as far as that goes. But just to make clear to family members also, we have not really discussed on that further 45 foot wall. So we just wanted to make sure that we protect the actual gravesite with a much better stone wall, rock wall. And that way, you know, not only us will know, you know, the owner's family members and friends who come there will know, you know, and make it nicer as it is right now. It's a little bit, you know, it's the wear and tear of over the years, so it was never really taken care of as far as the stone wall is concerned. But if we can just make it nicer, that would be nice. And then we'll talk about the what we should have as far as the 45 foot buffer.
Okay.
Viola, did you have any comments you wanted to add? You're one of the members that hasn't had a chance to speak. Okay. Ikaika, did you want to add anything? You're here, and I know you're a disciple.
It's so ironic. How's it? Hello, everybody. My name is Ikaika Marzo. I am a descendant from the area in question. So my grandmother is Teresa Kamahele Marzo. And it's so ironic. I am working right now and my iwi kupuna is buried right next to where I'm working. And I'm working in Pahoa Sacred Heart Church, where my dad and my grandmother and grandfather is buried. And it's so ironic, I've been hearing this. So for me, it's about the Aryan question. I don't care about my access. I don't care about anything else. So we just want to make sure our iwi kupuna is well taken care of. We can always ask for access later on, but right now we want to make sure that burial sites will be malamaed and also protected from any outside people that don't know the place, people that is coming from afar. We want to make sure there is a buffer, 30 feet, 45 feet, 100 feet, whatever feet may be. We want to make sure that the place, the people that is resting there will continue to rest, in a good state. So for me, Diane, we got to put one wall at the buffer area so people know when they're entering this area, there is something, because any wall, anything, fence, wall, whatever, it's a sign of couple. It's a sign of place where, people got to respect someone else's space. And I believe, and the wall that is there right now where our kupuna is resting, it's fine already. It's
natural.
It's natural. That wall was built by not us, but the people that came before us, which is our kupuna. And I think we shouldn't touch that and create anything else, but I think we, as family, we should provide a buffer to exclude anyone that enters a property that they have a knowledge. It's like, hey, this place is couple. We don't wanna access that area. So, I think our family needs to go back to the drawing board and talk about it. But that's, mahalo to Glenn for coming up with working with the family on coming up with a solution for this issue. But, I think we got to sit down and talk about that, this buffer wall. Well, that's all I got to say.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. So, so I just want to, for Glenn, I want to just sort of highlight and outline some of the things he's going to take away in his notes. And that's, we've had some discussion, but need to iron out the wrinkles more with the family. So it sounds like it might be a picnic, Glenn, at a picnic table with the family.
Yeah.
So right now I have a 2.5-foot wall open from the ocean that goes around the platform that's already there. Ikaika just said, let's not do that one because it's natural and that was built by our kupuna. So maybe those two are conflicting ideas, but something to iron out. Number two was native plantings of low shrubs near the rock wall, just to reinforce that this is a kapu area. Number three was a 45-foot buffer from the outside border of the burial to whatever, but there's a 45-foot buffer. And then I think the other thing you had mentioned that hasn't really been brought up was the lineal descendants being able to be added on once, the BTP has been passed or approved, that some of the lineal descendants that didn't have time to put their paperwork in yet would still be allowed to. But I think that you can still do that because recognized by the burial council through your application with SHIP D, automatically it's going to tie you right into the TMK and that burial. So I don't think maybe that isn't even an issue. So those are what I saw moving forward, Glenn, was okay. And if I'm wrong, please, you guys go ahead and say, with this or that.
This is Miley. I did not know that we could request a permanent or a visible border at the 45 or whatever foot buffer. So I do agree with Ikaika now.
You can request, I just want to say you can request, yeah. Uncle Norm was saying you can ask.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you're going to, that you'll get your way. And
Right. My problem is I don't know what questions to ask.
Right. So it's good that you're here just so you can get ideas. And there is a fellow that stayed on from before. They don't have a BTP for their burial, and he just wanted to sit in and understand deeper what it's about and what recommendations you can make as a family. So
right. This is the first time I'm hearing about airspace above the area.
Oh,
I didn't even think of that.
I know. Well, when you look at Kauai, there was a rock singer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he built his house right on top of Evie, and it was huge and contentious and awful, but because he had a buffer, an aerial buffer, he thought it was okay. And somehow it got signed off. So Clip is so right that we have to take into account the altitude above the burial, not just the vertical, but the horizontal too. Yeah. But I think that burial that you guys have, your Ohana burial, I think it looks like, I don't think it's going to be threatened by anything like above it, you know. Yeah, horizontally. So I think we're going to have someone make a motion then. If you guys have discussed the issues right now and it's been confirmed that you need to sit with Glenn privately for him to add in some of the recommendations that you guys have, that we will have to defer approving the BTP today at this meeting. Sorry. I think that is what we have to do. We can't approve it today like it is.
Also, Glenn, if I can, I just want to, I'm really happy that family members are speaking with the property owner, because I can bring things to the property owner, but it's always better if the family members, you know, so have a dialogue, because I'm going to record what the agreements are. I can push, you know, but I think family members have a lot more. It's their kuleana. I'm here to help and support. But so as long as they're talking to the property owner, then we can add that stuff in.
Yeah, maybe have a meeting together, all of you guys, and make it a fun meeting with food, where you guys are all sitting outside at the beach, wind blowing, eating food and having the conversation, because I think that will grow a whole lot more positive, productive conversation and treatments if everybody comes together. And then Glenn's not holding the ball. This is what the family wants. And then the landowner sends Glenn back to you guys. Yeah, it's better if you all come together, for sure. Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you, Connor.
Okay, so I think I need a council member to make a motion to defer this BTP for another meeting after family and landowner come together.
Glenn, I make a motion that we defer the meeting, and if Glenn could present another picture for where the permanent easement buffer and the 30-foot, now 45-foot buffer, so we can look at that one instead of the one we got.
Yep.
On both of them.
Yeah.
I second that motion.
I got a question.
Okay, we got a first from Viola to made a motion. Desmond, Uncle Des has second. Norman, go ahead. We're open for discussion now.
The buffer on this EV. I see the drawing that there is two different walls. Usually, the buffer that we take, dimensions we take is from the center of the EV. It doesn't look like the center of the EV. It looks like it's way bigger. Could you comment on that, Glenn?
Yes.
Kind of like what?
What I did was I pulled the dimensions from the outside perimeter of the burial feature. So that mown grass area with the rock around it, you know, that's where we know the burials are. So it's really a family burial plot. And so I use the outside perimeter, and that gives us a little extra distance. So that's why that looks the way it does.
More protection.
Yeah.
A bigger buffer.
Yep, exactly.
Well, if the owner goes for it, you know, I have no objections, you know. If the he accepts it, fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any more discussion on this motion on the floor?
Go ahead. Just one comment. I don't care what the owner says. I'm here to support the people who are petitioning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mahalo.
Motion is to defer to our next meeting, yeah? This DTP.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I moved to...
You broke up, Uncle Daz.
I call for the vote.
Okay. All those in favor of this motion, say aye.
To
defer the BTP, aye. All those opposed? Abstain? The motion passes to defer this BTP until there's some edits done. And we'll see you again, Glenn, and good luck with the family. And Glenn and the land owner, thanks for coming, everybody, and bringing your mana'o.
Yeah.
I make a motion to end this meeting.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. You all. Take care. Aloha for now.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Well, we have one more item. Oh, wait. Discussion on Hawaii Feral Council membership roles and responsibilities and announcements for the next meeting, which will be April 21st. Location to be determined. I think because the governor is lifting that proclamation for us, we may be able to meet in person if KEA guys are able to find a location that's open for us. I don't know. Maybe Chris or KEA, you guys can comment for our next meeting location.
Yeah, so I think as most of you know, the governor's last emergency proclamation ends on the 25th. And so I think starting next month, we will start we're going to return back to in-person meetings. So I'm working on that schedule to see if we can our regular DOFA room at the county room in.
Okay. Thank you.
If we do go back to our regular meetings, I'm going to need handicap access. I'm wheelchair bound. So,
okay.
Yeah. Both sides. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Given my age, a certain kind of beer that I drink, so I like bring that out. I like them cold and in the bottle glass. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to add to that following Chair's orders or directive that instead of a lunch that we have a buffet or a banquet, catch up all 2 years of missing our lunches, right, Kia?
Good to hear, brother.
We have this meeting in Papeete Island.
We saved the state a lot of money. I think they can afford that. And we don't have to worry about a place to stay. We all have a place to stay. So I like Clifford after all. He thinks like me. Which is, I don't know if it's productive or not. long day today.
I just want to compliment Kalena on taking the lead professionally. Which you share with those people and their confusion. Very proud of you, and thank you so much for taking the lead on that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Cliff. Wow, we got through that really huge agenda. I can't believe it. And it's not even one. That's excellent. So I think Uncle Norm was trying to put a motion for it to adjourn our meet a few minutes ago.
Need a second.
Well, you can't second. You made the motion, Uncle.
Yeah, I said we need a second.
Oh, yeah, we need a second.
Second.
Well, Uncle Dez seconds. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting, say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Thanks, you guys. It was good to see you, Angela. And Nicole, we see you, and the other ship from Oahu. All right. All. Take care. Malamapono a huiho.
Can we close the pule?
Oh, yes. Let's close the pule, Uncle Des. Thank you for reminding.
In the spirit of Papete, Puritato, te mea hopea ere roa hoia I te mea fawfaore. O te mau mea moa te tātou e whaahiti I te ieni. O te puri ia. O te parau nā te parau mauta I asu ia I te parau I te anō me tua, e oro me tua, te amatua, e tini atua, e roto I te puri. Maruru o te atua, maruru a te atua, tini atua, me amatua. Me nehenehe te natura, maruru te atua, no te nā here, maruru, 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 āhui hou. Okay, goodbye.
Mahalo. Aloha, everybody.
Mahalo.